Hello, this is Dr. Kupin Engelter dictating industrial report on Devon Sharma, date of birth 12-1-1990, date of procedure June 26, 2024. Physician is Dr. Kupin Engelter. DO referring physician is Dr. Jean Savio Estelle. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold center polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is history of colon polyps. Next slide. Description of procedure. Informed consent is obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possibility of miss. A lesion such as a malignancy will explain to the patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitored anesthesia care. Visual rectal exam is performed. A well-lubricated limb studio colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecal, which is identified for the presence of the appendix surface, the cecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Terminal limb is intubated and valued. Period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, strong flexure, descending colon, sigma colon on the rectum. Retro flexure is obtained at the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 6, 2-3-2, care prep. The patient died of the procedure while having complications findings. Terminal limb, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, Boston bowel prep score is graded as 6, 2-2-2, care prep. Next line, there were 11 rectal sessile polyps. 3 were diminutive in size and removed cold biopsy polypectomy, and 8 were ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy in total. Next line, there were 6 rectosigmoid sessile polyps all removed with cold snare polypectomy ranging in size from 6 to 10 millimeters. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line, hypertrophy nasal papillae were noted. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending path. Next line, if greater than 10 of these polyps are noted to be tubular adenomas or sessile-serrated adenomas, would recommend genetic testing. Next line, follow-up in office previously scheduled. Thank you.